The novels of Rabih Alameddine are famously varied. He first touched on the American AIDS epidemic and the civil war in Lebanon. His follow-up was a story made up entirely of first chapters. In 2008, his book The Hakawati wove together ancient tales from the Middle East with others from the present day. Well, Alameddine's latest novel covers a little less territory. In fact, it takes place mostly in the mind of one woman. But reviewer Rosecrans Baldwin says that one inner life is plenty.
As of last week, what I knew about Beirut could basically fit inside a sandwich bag. What I knew about being a blue-haired 72-year-old woman, never mind a divorcee and a shut-in, was even less. But then I read An Unnecessary Woman by the Lebanese-American writer Rabih Alameddine, and I'm happy to encourage you to do the same. The book is a portrait of an isolated woman with a dazzling mind. She's our narrator, Aaliyah, and she's coming to grips with getting old. Aaliyah used to run a bookstore. Now she stays at home in the Beirut apartment she once shared with her husband. Her life is pretty bare. She mostly reads books. But once a year, she translates one of her favorites into Arabic. These manuscripts sit in boxes around her apartment collecting dust, as secluded as their translator, all 37 of them. And that's pretty much the plot of this novel. But somehow, there's still room for sex and guns and Gustav Mahler. And it's told in a voice that's incredibly gripping. Alameddine makes it clear that a sheltered life is not necessarily a shuttered one. Aaliyah is thoughtful, she's complex, she's funny and critical. A neighbor chatting upstairs, a glass of red wine at dinner. The smallest things inspire memories and ideas, quotes from her favorite authors. It's the drama of daily life, only highly informed. And it could be highly tedious if Aaliyah wasn't so unconventional and self-aware. She's also devoted to Beirut, with its gossip and turmoil. And she made me love it, too, even when she relates what it was like living through years of fear and violence. Beirut, she says, is the Elizabeth Taylor of cities. Insane, beautiful, tacky, falling apart, aging, and forever drama-laden. Then there's the story of how Aaliyah came to sleep with an AK-47 in her bed instead of a husband, but I'll leave that for you to discover. Recently, an interviewer asked Alameddine what this book was about. He answered, with a nod to the poet Alan Grossman, "A poem is about something, like a cat is about the house," which I'll take to mean that An Unnecessary Woman is about nothing at all, and at the same time, about everything that counts.
That was Rosecrans Baldwin reviewing An Unnecessary Woman, a new novel by Rabih Alameddine. Rosecrans Baldwin's latest book is Paris, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down.